Hello, this is DTN Senior Analyst Dana Mantini with a brief recap of the July 12th WASDE report. Let's start with production. Corn production expected to be 15.007 billion bushels according to Dow Jones, just up slightly. It instead rose by 175 million bushels to 15.165 billion bushels, and that's using an unchanged yield of 179.5 bushels per acre. The trade was looking for a 178 bushel per acre yield, so 1.5 bushels per acre higher than what the trade had expected. A little bit bearish on corn on the production side. On soybeans, 4.405, that was unchanged from June. The trade was looking for 4.374, so looking for about a 29 or 31 million bushel reduction in production. That did not happen. Yield unchanged at 50.8. All wheat production, 1.746 billion bushels. That's down 152 million from the June report. The trade was looking for 1.835. It came out 1.746. Breakdown, the winter wheat production trade had looked for 1.337. It instead came out at 1.36. Hard red winter wheat, 805 million bushels. The trade was looking for 792, so a little bit higher than what the trade was looking for, and that's up from 771 million bushels in June. Soft red winter, 362 million bushels for soft red. That's higher than the trade expected. They were expecting 344 million bushels, and that's compared to 335 million bushels in June. So up nearly 30 million bushels, 27 million bushels from June. White wheat, as expected, with the drought in the Northwest, white wheat fell to 198 million bushels. The trade was looking for 201, so pretty close there, but down from 246 million bushels in 2020-21. Other spring wheat, 345 million bushels. That's about 100 million bushels less than what the trade had anticipated. That's down 41% from last year due to the drought in the Northern Plains. That was 586 million last year. This year, 345 million on other spring. Yield on all wheat, 45.8 bushels per acre. That's down 4.9 million bushels, or 4.9 bushels per acre. Yellow corn, corn ending stocks for 2021. Trade was looking for 1.091 billion. It instead came out at 1.082 billion bushels. Wheat was about as expected at 844 for 2021. And beans were about unchanged at 135 million. For 21-22, let's see, soybean ending stocks were 155. That's unchanged. The trade was looking for a 15 million bushel reduction in that. Wheat ending stocks finished at 665 million bushels. That's down 105 million bushels from June. And that's much lower than the trade had expected. So bullish on wheat. As far as Brazil corn production, the trade was looking for a reduction to 91.5, or a drop of 7 million tons from June. That number came out at 93 million tons, so not as big of a drop in Brazil corn production, down 5.5 million tons from June. Soybeans were left unchanged, 137 million in Brazil, 137 million metric tons. That's unchanged from the June report. Argentina was raised 1 million tons from 47.5 to 48.5 million on corn. And soybeans in Argentina were about as the trade expected, 46.5. That's up 100,000 from what the trade expected. World ending stocks on corn for 2021, about a million tons higher than expected, and down about a million from June. Soybean ending stocks are about unchanged from June, as the trade expected. Wheat ending stocks fell to 290.18. That's down from 293.5 in June and less than the trade expected. So a little bit bullish on wheat again. 21-22 stocks, soybeans 94.5. So a little bit higher than the trade expected, higher than the June 92.6. And wheat ending stocks, world wheat ending stocks fell roughly 5.1 million tons. And that's lower than the trade expected. The trade was looking for 295.8 million tons. It instead came out at 291.7 million tons. Some minor changes on the wheat S&D. Feed and residual was lowered 10 to 170 million bushels in wheat, U.S. wheat. And exports were lowered 25 to 875 million bushels. Let's see. In corn, production was up 175 million, and feed and residual was raised 25 million to 5.725 billion bushels. and exports were raised 50 million to 2.5 billion bushels. Ending stocks on corn 1.432 for 2021-22. I forgot to mention this. 1.432. The trade in June estimated that at 1.357, and we were, so that's higher than the trade expected on ending stocks for corn for 21-22. Prior to the report, Dease corn was trading up about 12 cents, and Dease corn is currently up 11 cents. So not much has changed. November beans were trading up 15. November beans are up 18 right now. And Kansas City September wheat was trading up a nickel before the report. Kansas City September wheat is up 18 3/4 right now. So the overall overriding factor here in the report was bullish wheat, kind of neutral for beans, and neutral for corn as well. So now we're getting back to trading weather again. So that's it. That's a brief recap of the July WASDE report. This is Senior Analyst Dana Mantini from the DTN Newsroom. Thank you for joining us today.